views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the hit show, Heart Center Talk Radio, with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com. During this hit show, David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. He invites you to engage him in discussing how these living messages and living revelations are relevant to your personal spiritual quests. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. Join our sacred circle of oneness and call 1-800-930-2819 to share. Now here is your host, David Christopher Lewis.
Welcome, everyone. It's my privilege and great pleasure to welcome as my guest today on Heart Center Talk Radio, an author, Tobin Blake, who has written a number of books, including one that I have right here on my desk that really stirred me to go deeper, even beyond maybe what I had access through my own meditation practice. And this book was called The Power of Stillness, Learn Meditation in 30 Days. And Tobin is quite a guy, and I can feel it because as soon as I connected with him on the Skype call, I just was almost bowled over by the energy of presence and love and of just joy that I feel through kind of the emanation. So welcome, Tobin.
Thank you, David. I'm privileged to be here. So I'm happy to hear that you're privileged to have me on your show.
Well, you have an upcoming book that I understand is coming out next year in October 2015. Could you tell us about it and where it will take us a little bit?
Yeah, this one's completely different, and it really caught me off guard. You know, I've always thought of myself as a teacher, sort of a meditation teacher, a writer. Certainly, I was a writer before I was a meditation teacher. But I never really thought of myself as a healer, per se. And sometimes God throws curveballs your way. And I met this young man named Jordan Young, and the book is called The Healing of Jordan Young. And he actually was diagnosed with lymphoma, and it became critical, and he was expected not to live. And remarkably, Jordan is still with us, and today, over 2 years later, he is 100% cancer-free. So I share his journey some of how his healing came about, and just some basic healing principles that all of us can use and extract from that story. So it's really a hair-raising story. It's an edge of your seat kind of thing, and it takes you from the beginning to, you know, present day with Jordan's journey. So really remarkable, and as I said, completely different than anything I've written previously.
Wonderful. Well, why is meditation attracting so much attention these days, and what are some of the benefits of a good meditation practice?
Well, you know, there are a couple answers here. Number one, meditation is becoming more popular simply because it's become more acceptable, I think. And our scientists and physicians are finally endorsing it after many, many years. So it's kind of funny. We see historically, spirituality and science have been divisive. They've had this divisive relationship. And now we see them finally coming together and embracing each other, where we have scientists who are having mystical experiences because at the middle of the night, they're realizing that the information, they're finally understanding how the universe works. It's impossible that it could be coincidental, that it's happened by chance. But in any case, getting back to meditation, so they finally start discovering meditation reduces your risk of heart disease. Meditation reduces your risk of developing cancer. It relieves stress. It slows the aging process by extension. You know, so there are all these wonderful benefits that we can see clearly, and they're finally demonstrating that. But I think there's something far more profound as to why meditation's becoming more popular and expanding, if you would, into the mainstream. And that is simply because spirit calls us. Spirit is calling us back to that center. Spirit is calling the entire human race to awaken. And meditation is a cornerstone practice that facilitates that. In fact, I mean, really awakening is draws you into a state of meditation, whether you're practicing officially sitting down, closing your eyes daily, or you're just getting your meditative practice through communing with nature, through hiking, through simple mindfulness of daily chores, even. But the point is, it's becoming more and more popular, not only because science and medicine's finally endorsing it, but because now is the time that humanity is awakening.
Well, this awakening is quite an epical event, and so many people are truly beginning to access their higher self, their inner self. In your books, you talk about the core self, and tell us what this means to you and explain a little bit more.
Sure. And, it really is a simple thing. I'm using a different word, a different phrase here for spirit, your soul, yourself with a capital S. So people understand these concepts. I simply use core self because, quite honestly, there are so many old ideas about soul. And everybody has different impressions when you say the word soul, but nobody seems to understand exactly what that is. It's just this idea that's not really directly graspable by your average person. Core self is a little bit easier to understand. It's very descriptive. So your core self is that ultimate core of you. It is what everything else grew out of. It is the spark, the divine spark that exists at your very center. And everything else that you experience as your human life, including your body, is something that's been added on to that. So I like to draw a picture for you. If you just imagine a baby, when a baby's born into this world, they're relatively pure. They don't have much sense of ego. They don't do a lot of projection through time. They're not, thinking, I wish mom would take me back to that park again that we went to last week because I'm really bored now. They're not thinking that. They're absolutely present. So that represents, in part, some people would argue, of course, when you're born into this world, you have some residual karma from past lifetimes and so on and so forth. But just basically, an infant's a lot more pure and a lot more present than most adults are. And then we start adding all these concepts to our lives, likes and dislikes. As we grow up, we start learning things, who we are. Your mom gives you a name, David, Tobin, etc. You learn that you're a student. You learn that you're an American. You learn that you're white. You learn that you're male, etc., etc., etc. All these things get added on. Our relationships get added on to what that core is. As I said, our likes and dislikes, our opinions, other people's opinions of us. And pretty soon, by the time we reach a maturity, we've got this huge, all these various images of life added on to that purity with which we were born. So, core self is something we're getting back to as we meditate, and we're reconnecting with that. And it's still there, and it's so bright that it shines through all that muck, and it reminds us of who we were born to be.
So the core self is what we do begin to access, commune with, and actually perceive, and then kind of embrace as we are still, as we go into that deeper space of the great silence that is deep within our core being. And then what happens when you access that? I mean, sometimes
Miracles happen.
miracles happen, and sometimes it can be a little scary for some people, right?
Fear is the number one reason why we feel unable to connect with that. A lot of people think, I can't meditate because my mind's too busy, what we call monkey mind. You're just all over the board, or you're just restless, or You don't understand the practice. You know, there are all these barriers that seem to be there to meditation and to connecting with core self. But the truth is, it's the basic resistance always comes back to fear of letting go, fear of going into that presence. And the truth is, we think we're unworthy. I mean, if you really want to boil it down and just get rid of all the talk and just point your finger at one cause, it's guilt. Self-guilt.
So, you know, I grew up Catholic, and there was a lot of this guilt, you know, kind of foisted on us through the dogma and the matrices that had kind of encrusted themselves through this form of kind of Orthodox Christianity. And it wasn't until I accepted reincarnation, karma, and then started delving into the more mystical teachings, including meditation and a different type of prayer, which is really connecting with God from within myself, that I was able to kind of perceive a new reality. And how has your journey gone to where you have accessed, you know, this core or your true self, your higher self, your inner self? And what, you know, you mentioned this healing possibility now. So does meditation actually move us toward the point of first maybe healing ourselves and then being able to facilitate wholeness for others?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, this is something that is nothing special. When I talked about earlier about not realizing that I was a healer, and this is something that spirit put onto my plate for me, that's nothing special, David. Mm-hmm. We're all healers.
It is what it is. It just happens.
We just don't know it yet. You know, and so when you get back to this pure self, you are really reconnecting with spirit directly. And, you know, spirit's a miracle worker. So I don't consider myself a miracle worker or a healer per se. Spirit is. I'm just a channel,
right,
ultimately. And so I try to step out of the way, try to step out of the way in terms of not being an ego, not interfering, not allowing my own sense of unhealed guilt and fear to interfere with that. So what we're talking about as far as a purification process is forgiveness over and over again. This is the central lesson of all spiritual teachings, letting go of your sense of guilt and of blaming others, and which reinforces your own sense of guilt. Guilt is ultimately the veil that has been talked about that seems to separate us from God enlightenment. Enlightenment, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, that's what we're really looking to heal. Now, I also want to touch on something else you said here. You'd mentioned that you'd gotten, here's another word that gets thrown around a lot and people don't understand, karma. You mentioned the word karma and you started talking a little bit about that was kind of what your transition from how you were raised as a Catholic, which is very focused on guilt and its continuance, I should say, not its healing. So karma is another thing that seems to actually separate the seeker from God, because people think, well, I need to resolve all this ancient karma before I become God enlightened. You know, so they see the past as a barrier to God enlightenment, which occurs only now. But the truth is, karma is actually cleansed with every passing instant.
That's what I believe. I think that we, you know, some of us in the New Age movement got so fixated on karma. And what I've shared is that in the still point of being, in the center of who we truly are, there is no karma, because karma is all on the periphery. It's on the, you know, the outside of the circle where things are happening, the drama is occurring. And when you go into the center, there is, you know, you enter the cause of everything, and then from that causeless space of pure beingness, there is no reaction, which karma is, you know, reaction. It's karma is neither good nor bad. It's just karma is just the
cause,
cause and effect. Yeah. And when you go to the center, then you're in that causeless space, and that's what I truly feel you access in deep meditation where you access the stillness. Have you found the same thing?
Yeah, and there was a great quote from the I Ching, an ancient teaching. Stillness is the mountain. Stillness is the mountain. And there's no truer statement I've ever heard than that one, simple as it is.
Now, your website is what? www.tobinblake.com? And
yes.
And how else can people reach you for more information?
Well, I'm on Facebook, and you can easily find me. I'm under Tobin Blake there. I'm in Everyday Meditation. My second meditation book has a page as well. And The Healing of Jordan Young has a page. So
people can kind of pre-order it or at least get on a list so that when the book actually comes out, they can get a copy?
They can at some point pre-order it through New World Library, the publisher.
Wonderful. Okay. Now you have another book, and it's called Everyday Meditation, 100 Daily Meditations for Health, Stress, Relief, and Everyday Joy. Tell us about that and kind of some of the conversations that occurred around this book.
Wow. So that was a great experience writing that book. Just learning to step aside and let spirit work and speak through me. Everyday meditation was really about taking anybody who meditates, whether they're currently meditating or they're just total beginner, never practice, from step A to actually sitting down and practicing. So it includes, you know, an instructional guide, and then it gets into 100 different meditations, and you just student is just instructed to practice one per day. Very, very simple. It's a great book to purchase and read, you know, slowly. You don't have to work your way through it, you know, over a period of days or hours or weeks or whatever. It's actually intended to be a 100-day journey or longer. I've had many students, readers get back to me saying that they finished the book and they're restarting it.
So,
it's a companion, you know.
Wonderful. And you've studied with SRF and gone through the Kriya Yoga training and also studied A Course in Miracles. Now, how have you applied these in your meditation practice, and did they facilitate something even deeper that you're now doing now?
Well, yeah, obviously they had both of those teachings had a profound impact. Yogananda is a master meditation teacher. It's very, you know, structured and traditional. But what I loved about their program is they really get you into it and doing it regularly if you follow the teachings and actually attempt to implement them, and experimenting with several different types of meditation. So that was more traditional meditation training. Now, one of the things that I got out of A Course in Miracles is, which is a teaching of Christ, a modern teaching of Christ, is how simple meditation can be. This is something that a lot of people don't understand. A lot of times you learn to meditate and you're trying to concentrate on one thing and you're instructed to silence your mind and really focus. A Course in Miracles actually comes from a different perspective. Meditation's actually natural. All you have to do is let go and not interfere. Your mind will go in the correct direction naturally. So this takes all the struggle out of it. Just let go. Just relax. Just rest. Do nothing. Don't interfere.
I love that. You know, my wife practices, or she has for years, she read The Course in Miracles, studied it like you did for a long time, and she would just call her practice sitting still. That was it, just sitting still. And it was natural. It wasn't stressful. It wasn't like you're trying to do something and then the resistance sets in, right?
Right.
So sorry to interrupt. Go ahead and complete the thought there.
Well, and just to insert this here, A Course in Miracles is a beautiful teaching, powerful teaching. Many, many people argue the most potent system of healing currently available to human beings right now. And I certainly endorse it. It's not for everybody. As I said, it uses Christian terminology, but in a completely fresh new way. And it is one of those works that has an energy to it that just pulls you right into the present moment and starts deprogramming ego as you read. So a very pure teaching.
Well, in the book that I have on my desk, day three was about forgiveness. Day four was resistance. And I read a book called The War of Art, not The Art of War, but The War of Art. And it was all about resistance. It's a fantastic book. Tell us, if you don't mind, what for those who are really trying to be disciplined about meditation, and yet they just can't seem to still their mind, how can you help them, or what would you share that would allow them to kind of release this tension or this stress and just and the letting go of it all?
So, you know, first of all, don't focus on trying to focus. That's a mistake. You can't fight your way through this. You know, you can't fight your way or struggle your way into letting go. What you can do is focus on forgiveness. What you can, and this is the most important thing. What you can do is focus on reprogramming your thought system to match compassion, compassionate thinking, loving kindness, unconditional love. What you can do is focus on purifying your relationships so they're not engaging with ego continuously to reinforce a sense of separation from other people and a sense of conflict and a sense of guilt. You know, whether you're projecting guilt and pointing your finger and blaming, or you're blaming yourself. And we all do this. You know, I'm not saying I'm perfect. I'm still a student here. This is Earth School. I'm a student. I wouldn't be here if I weren't a student. But so purify your relationships. Learn, cultivate loving kindness and unconditional love. Take your lessons daily as far as learning to focus on forgiveness. These are the things that are ultimately going to undo your resistance to meditative practice. Believe it or not, these are the things that undo it. The calmer and more peaceful your mind is, the easier meditation is going to be.
Well, it seems like the things that do crop up or kind of revolve in our minds do revolve around relationships, problems, issues, conflicts that have occurred in our relationships, in our discussions with others, and then we can get fixated on that, and then pretty soon we realize, oh, we jump back into the state of trying to be still and relax, and yet these things do, you know, focus themselves. So how have you moved beyond these fixations into the stiller presence, the deeper state?
Well, you know, it helps to practice, and it also helps to remind yourself that you're safe. You know, a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of fear involved with going into inner space and going into stillness. And as I said, it is related back to guilt. That's why forgiveness, you know, that's why Christ emphasized forgiveness in his teachings. And that's why Buddha emphasized compassion, which are really at their heart the exact same thing. But the reason for that is because it undoes guilt and undoes fear. And once we're able to undo guilt and fear, we will naturally find that space just opens within us. It becomes so simple and so natural that, you know, you'll look back at it at some point and wonder why you ever found meditation difficult. That's a remarkable moment. Why did you ever find it difficult? And at that same time, you'll begin to experience a certain, it's very hard to describe, but it's just a certain joy. It's a unique sort of joy, a unique form of joy. It just sort of starts filling you up from the inside. And it begins to pull you in its direction because that's all you want. And manifest itself through you even. Out into the world and into your relationships. Now, there's an interesting little thing that I was reading recently in A Course in Miracles that suggested that the entire purpose of this world, what it is here for, is to absorb your consciousness and your attention so much that you become oblivious to heaven.
Great.
That's the purpose of the world. And that's why the world is so rife with conflict. It's endless. I mean, that's the whole web, if you will, of the world. That is the veil that keeps us oblivious from nirvana.
Wow. Well, my guest today is Tobin Blake, the author of a number of books, including one I have on my desk, The Power of Stillness, Learn Meditation in 30 Days. I'm David Christopher Lewis. You're listening to Heart Centered Talk Radio. And we're going to take our commercial break here, and we'll be back in about 3 minutes. Stay tuned for more.
Well, there's too many windows in this old hotel, and rooms filled with reckless pride, and the walls have grown sturdy, and the halls have worn well, but there is nobody living inside. Nobody living inside.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope, and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area. Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Sometimes you start feeling
Welcome back, everyone. I'm David Lewis. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. My guest today is Tobin Blake, the author of a number of books, including The Power of Stillness, Learn to Meditation in 30 Days, and his upcoming book to be released next year in October on the healing of Jordan Young, a 21st century spiritual guide to health and healing. So, Tobin, for those who have trouble quieting their minds, and it's probably most of us who live in the West, what are some of the very simple techniques in the initial phases of meditation that you recommend that people do in order to facilitate that point of stillness?
Okay, so for people who have never tried meditation before, first of all, don't overcomplicate things. This is a very, very simple practice. I like to point out in my classes, you know, I'm 46 years old. I haven't been around that long. I'm very unimportant to this world in the grand scheme of things. My life will come and go in a blink. If I'm lucky, you know, I'll live to 80 years old. And still, that's a very, very short period of time. Meditation, on the other hand, has been around for thousands of years. Truthfully, meditation is the teacher. And once you begin turning in her direction, I like to call her a her, and that's because the divine has been referred to traditionally in the masculine for so long that I think we need to balance things out a little bit here. Spirit has no, just to clarify this, spirit has no gender, no sex. It's you could say it's both male and female, but spirit doesn't have a body. Just to get that straight, because I know a lot of people are unsure about that. But meditation is the teacher. And meditation knows the direction you need to go. All you need to do is turn in that basic direction, and you'll start naturally being drawn into stillness. So keep it simple. First of all, for those who are serious about practicing meditation, I suggest you practice at least once a day. Some people like to practice twice a day. Some people like to practice three times a day. Morning is a great time to practice. You're just getting started, and you're sort of, by meditating in the morning, you're setting the tone for the day. I also like to say, well, we live in Earth school, and when you're in school, you like to let the teacher know that you're there. And when you were in school, I'm sure, you know, you remember a roll call, and you were supposed to indicate when they called your name that you were present. And so you need to let the universe know that you're present in Earth school and you're prepared. So I like to do that first thing in the morning and touch base with spirit and ground myself in the present moment. Sets things up for the whole day. Another good time to meditate is in the evening, as close to bedtime as possible. We have a lot of interactions during the day, and I call my evening meditation taking out the garbage. We get caught up in ego. We get caught up in conflicts. We have all kinds of stuff happen to us, all kinds of stress we accumulate every day. And it's important to get rid of that before we go to sleep. Induces a more restful sleep, and it orients us away from fear. So morning and evening are great times to meditate. But one of the things that has been taught traditionally is that you should meditate for long, long periods of time. And this thinking is finally changing. I emphasize quality over quantity. So if you can't sit still for a half an hour at a time, why not start with 10 or 15 minutes? Deepak Chopra says that if you have time to brush your teeth in the morning, you have time to meditate. And truthfully, you could get something out of just a few minutes of meditation. It only takes an instant to connect with spirit. One instant. So how long is an instant? Well, a bunch of them just went by right now. The problem really is getting to that instant of letting go. So if you try to tell yourself, I'm going to meditate for an hour, you know, before your butt even hits the chair, you're going to have your hands out feeling resistance. So try just 10 minutes, 15 minutes. Try starting there. And if it's too much for you, even that much, reduce it a little bit. And if you feel like you're really into it and you're comfortable and you want to go longer, by all means, extend your meditation longer. So just a few minutes, morning and evening. first thing you do is get comfortable. You don't have to sit in any special posture, but do sit up. Don't lay down, which induces kind of a withdrawn, sleepy state. Sit in a chair, sit on your bed, sit cross-leg if you want. Otherwise, put your feet flat on the floor. Hands can go wherever you'd like in your lap, along your legs, whatever's comfortable. Back should be relatively straight. And then just gently let your eyes close. Take a few deep breaths and begin the relaxation process. Take a few deep breaths through the nose and then out through the mouth, and breathing in fully so your belly kind of pops out a little bit like a pregnant lady, and then exhaling completely. After a few times, that just initiates the relaxation process. Just let your breathing return to normal. And then I usually tell students, try to spend a minute or two relaxing your body, working your way through all the muscle groups, starting with your feet. Let your feet relax. Let your legs relax. Let that sensation of relaxation move upwards through your body like a warm current, spreading outward through your arms and down into your hands and your fingertips and over your head. And the relaxation of the body just helps to begin the relaxation process in the mind, which is really our focus. We're not really focused on the body, but we begin there. So we begin relaxing the body. After a couple minutes of that, once you feel relaxed, what we want to do is tune into the breath. And I like to use a simple mantra to tune into the breath. So here's one you can use. The mantra is peace, calm, still. Peace, calm, still. Three-word mantra. As you exhale, repeat the first part of that. Peace. Just quietly in your mind is fine. You don't have to say it out loud. The next time you breathe out, you repeat the word calm. And on the third out-breath, still. And then you repeat, peace, calm, still. Additionally, with every exhalation and every repetition of the mantra, focus on just relaxing your body a little bit more deeply so that no matter how relaxed you are, you feel like somehow your body is relaxed even more. And this very, very simple practice is tremendously effective. There are many mantras you could use. Some people like to count their breath instead of using a mantra. During meditation, some people prefer to focus on a visual image. Another form of meditation that helps, and you can add this to any form of meditation, including the one that I just gave you, the mantra, peace, calm, still, is focusing on your third eye. So the point right between your eyebrows. If you just kind of focus your attention there as you're repeating the mantra, peace, calm, still. And it's almost like try to imagine that you're looking out through a hole right there. That is a potent chakra, as it's called, generally referred to, and it stimulates spiritual experiences, spiritual energy. So I really think that that's a powerful one to add. The only thing I'd like to add here, I know we're going to wrap things up in just a few minutes, is the importance of the practice. What are you getting out of it? You know, this goes way beyond the health benefits of the body. It even goes beyond the benefits of helping you to balance your emotions out, helping you to alleviate depression, which just comes from being present. When you become present, you tend to focus more on here and now, and depression seems to just evaporate. Anxiety, which comes from focusing on the future, tends to evaporate as well when we become present. But there's something much more valuable and important here. You think about this. When you reconnect with that which you were born as, that core self, that spark of divinity, you are reconnecting with the same energy source that created the entire cosmos as we know it. You think about that. Our scientists tell us that billions of years ago, the universe began as a tiny little speck, so small that if you held it on the tip of your finger, you wouldn't even be able to see it. And in an instant, this speck exploded into existence and began expanding with such force that within just a few moments, it had expanded beyond the size of our entire solar system. And within a few more moments, it expanded beyond the size of our galaxy, and it's still expanding. Billions of stars were born in this instant, billions of galaxies, each containing billions of stars. So it's really inconceivable. And at the same time, it gave birth to all these various forms of life. It's an energy source that we as human beings can't even comprehend. But we are children of that. And when we reconnect with that original core self, that is the same energy we are reconnecting with. That's where the power comes from in meditation. Truthfully, I believe that is the same exact energy source that helped Jordan to heal, which is what my new book is about, The Healing of Jordan Young, which, to clarify, will be out next fall. So I hope some of you out there will look forward to that. It really is quite an extraordinary journey, and I'd love to share it with you.
Tobin, it's been a great pleasure to have you as my guest today on Heart Center Talk Radio. Again, my guest, Tobin Blake, and look for his book that he just mentioned on The Healing of Jordan Young, out next fall, 2015. So stay tuned. You're listening to Heart Center Talk Radio. We'll be back in just a few minutes.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea, and he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's THEDRPatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me.
Welcome back, everyone. My guest, Tobin Blake, who we had for the first 45 minutes, had a previous engagement, so he's had to leave the show. And I'm inviting you to call 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819 to chat with me about anything in these next few minutes. And before the first call, if we get one, I'd like to say that we have a wonderful winter solstice celebration in San Diego, California, December 18th through 21st. And this conference is titled The 12 Archangels Resurrect the Temple Fountains of Lemuria. Well, maybe for some of you that sounds a little esoteric and wild. However, it's just going to be a great event. So the 12 archangels are coming, and it will be an epical event in the transformation of Southern California and really the whole earth. We also recently had a wonderful two-day Mayer University class on inner stillness taught by Boyd Batten. And we are in the process of facilitating for some of you who may have heard this interview today with Tobin, the replaying of that course if you would like to know more about meditation and inner stillness. So you can go to mayeruniversity.org or heartscenter.org, H-E-A-R-T-S, center.org, no apostrophe, and learn more about what we have to offer in the way of meditation practice and how you can facilitate the state of stillness, inner beingness, and go within to really reconnect with your source, your true self. Next week on Heart Center Talk Radio, my guest will be Angus McIntosh, who I will be Skyping with from South Africa. He has a 114-hectare farm, which is about 282 acres, and he operates this farm completely using biodynamic principles of Rudolf Steiner. It is an amazing place. I've been there. I've toured his property with him and his beautiful wife and children, and it's an amazing place. So he's going to talk to about some innovative management techniques. He's got an eggmobile. He's got carbon sequestered beef. He grew up on a cattle ranch in KwaZulu-Natal and studied management accounting at Stellenbosch University before becoming a stockbroker for Goldman Sachs in London for over 4 years, did well there, declined a promotion, left his job, moved to South Africa, and is really engaged in making this amazing biodynamic farm productive and beneficial to the entire region. So I would love for you to join me next Wednesday, same time, same station, for my guest, my special guest, Angus McIntosh from South Africa. So until Brian lets me know that someone's called in here, I'd just like to say, in my own spiritual practice of going within, in meditation, in stillness, early in the morning, I found that solar gazing is wonderful, and it's safe solar gazing where you can actually look at the sun during the first hour after the sunrise without hurting your eyes. You start with 10 seconds a day and move up. And by having a focal point of the sun to meditate upon, I bring that light of the sun right into myself and feel and sense and experience the same solar radiation, the power of creation of that sun right within my own being, in my heart. And it facilitates so much, including, I believe, healing and kind of a restoration of the sacred within us and of a deeper sense of beingness. Brian, do you have a guest? No. Okay. Also, in my own meditation practice, I found that focusing on the virtue of love and compassion for me has been pivotal to coming to a state of equipoise, of peace, of harmony. And, you know, I am the composer of 11 different CDs, music CDs, some of which are repeated in some of the, some of the CDs. I would meditate and pray before I composed any music, and it was wonderful. Hey, we have a caller, William from California, on the line. Go ahead, William.
Thank you very much, David.
Yes.
I'm enjoying listening to your show this morning, and I have a question for you. I read a teaching in the I Am Activity that says Cyclopea holds the focus for the all-seeing eye of God, the all-hearing ear of God, and the all-knowing voice of God. So I would like to get your understanding of the all-seeing eye of God, the all-hearing ear of God, and the all-knowing voice of God in relationship to meditation. Thank you.
Well, Cyclopea is... Cyclopea is a great being of light and does focus the all-seeing eye of God. So when we go into deep meditation, we access those higher states of presence where our inner senses become heightened and exemplified and accentuated rather than just the outer senses. And so we can begin to have deeper spiritual experiences where we see beyond what we see with our outer two eyes. We hear beyond what we hear with our two ears. And we know from beyond where we may know intellectually with our outer mind. And I think this is what Cyclopea is saying, is that we, when we go into inner stillness, when we go into deep presence, we access the higher senses, what the in the East are called the siddhis, S-I-D-D-H-I-S, the siddhis. And these provide for us spiritual powers, which are not to be used, you know, for the human ego, of course. They're only to facilitate us in our spiritual work to bless others, to help to heal the earth, to bring greater connectivity with those who resonate with what we do. And it can really be a boon and a blessing to all life. So the inner gifts that we receive through meditation practice do allow us to, in effect, be better servitors, better ministrants of light to the entire earth. So thank you for that question. I do believe that, you know, at the beginning of the show, you heard the term clairaudient in reference to me. And this gift of clairaudience is one that has been a blessing to my life because I can hear through a type of telepathy that I didn't have in the first 48 years of my life. I didn't have that gift at all. It was just kind of happened suddenly one day as a blessing. So anyway, I'm David Christopher Lewis. Thank you so much for listening today on Heart Center Talk Radio. We'll hopefully hear from you next week on Heart Center Talk Radio. We're going to sign off now. Have a blessed week.
You've been listening to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis. Tune into this hit show every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com as David shares received messages from the angels, masters, and divine beings and touches on progressive revelations for today on diverse topics including divine science, advanced alchemy, cosmic solar awareness, the new blue wave, abundance and healing. Get a refreshing perspective on life and meet some of the beautiful people who embody change and inspire hope. For more information and to contact David, visit HeartCenterTalkRadio.org or call 360-894-4410. See you next week.
transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Into Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and here I am with my Galeo's Cafe Tip of the Week. I'd like to share with you a recipe directly from Galeo's Cafe website. Try this Oriental chicken salad. Slice a boneless, skinless chicken breast. Put it in a baggie. Pour in about 2 tablespoons of sesame miso dressing. Close the bag and shake it to coat it. Marinate in fridge for about maybe 30 minutes. Then fire up the grill. Grill the chicken until done, about 8 minutes on each side. While the chicken is grilling, put salad greens on a plate, romaine, Chinese cabbage, cilantro, whatever you want, and top with shredded carrots and almonds or cashews. Slice the cooked chicken breast and put it on top of the greens. Add crunchy rice noodles and top with more Galeo sesame miso dressings and enjoy. For more information, go to order your dressing today at galeoscafe.com. That's G-A-L-E-O-S-Cafe.com. Remember, shipping is free.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura, it will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Put a little
woohoo
in your life with Keys. Keys Clear Protein Waters have 22 grams of smile-making, attitude-adjusting protein in every bottle. Did I mention its tongue-tingling taste? Not just another guilty pleasure. With Keys, you'll enjoy every low-sugar sip and freedom from gluten, lactose, and GMOs. Who needs the fountain of youth when you can find Keys on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water.